This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
I'm Dave Hawke. I'm from Poole in Dorset, and I'm doing the 6129 week 3.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Tom.
So, Dave, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I'm self-employed. I've been doing that for about 5-6 years now. Before that, I was a service engineer for an air conditioning company, travelling around the country. And before that, I was a light haulage driver.
So you mentioned you're self-employed and you run your own business. What is your business then?
I call it property maintenance, but basically it's glorified handyman. But I mean, I do just about anything, really. I turn around to most things.
So can you tell us a bit about the sort of jobs that you do then?
Well, I've just got a contract now for doing a kitchen and a bathroom and a toilet in a house. But I just literally turn my hand to just about anything and everything.
So, Dave, how did you come to study with Train for Trade Skills?
Well, basically, as I say, I've been self-employed for 4 or 5 years. I've been doing bathroom and kitchen fitting, which I really enjoy doing, which obviously incorporates a lot of plumbing, which I've been doing for a long time. But I came to realise that really and truly I needed to get a qualification to make sure, obviously, that I'm covered and I'm doing things in the right way. So I was looking around for plumbing courses, and I just saw your advert in the paper. So I gave them a bell and went from there.
For the people that are listening and have an idea and want to set up their own business, tell us a little bit about your business then. How do you go about getting your customers?
Well, at the moment, I mean, I rely totally on word of mouth. I don't advertise. I literally go by word of mouth because I find that's the best way, because, you know, if you're recommended, then people know that you know, you must be pretty good.
And you'd say word of mouth's definitely the way forwards to build your business?
For me, it is, yeah, because I mean, I'm a member of a church and I've built it through the church, because I find that by doing work for people there, they all know people. My name gets spread out to and through other churches, and I've networked out from that.
So let's talk about your practical training then. How are you finding it?
I love it. Practical training is great, because being self-employed, the only actual tuition I get or any teaching I get is from when I come here for the practical side of it. The rest of it, I sort of have to work it out myself.
So what jobs are you doing this week then?
We're on low carbon steel, which is something in the jobs that I do that I never come across at the moment. So obviously this is all new to me. I find it very valuable and interesting.
When you're on the practical training, are you finding new ways to do stuff? Are you finding the tutors are helpful?
Oh, very, because, I mean, obviously with them all being ex-plumbers themselves, quite often it's not the way the book tells you to do it that gets you the job done properly. It's knowing little tricks of the trade. And obviously they pass on a lot of these simple ways of doing things or alternative ways of doing things. Sometimes can show you 3 or 4 different ways of doing the same job. And obviously you can pick the one that suits you best.
Once you've got your qualification and you've finished the course, what are your plans then? Are you going to use the plumbing qualification to grow your business?
Yeah, definitely. At the moment, as I say, my business is property maintenance. I advertise it's property maintenance, but I'm already starting to now put onto it it's plumbing and property maintenance. So I'm pushing the plumbing side of it. As I say, more and more of my business now, I tend to be doing plumbing anyway. And obviously with being qualified and having already passed the water regulations, it's quite a useful thing to have.
So, Dave, for the people that are listening and want to take up plumbing or want to start their own business one day as a tradesman, what would you say the qualities they've got to have? What advice would you give to them?
If you're setting up your own business, you need to be determined. You've got to have pretty thick skin. You've got to be prepared for knockbacks, putting in long hours, putting in quotes, and then not getting anything from it. It's not easy. It's not, you don't just sort of say, oh, I'm going to start a business today and off you go. It takes quite a long time to establish a business as well. I mean, I've only moved into this area in the last 2 years, so I'm only just really starting to get established again in this area. So it can be a long, hard road, but the rewards are great as well, because, you know, it's quite a rewarding career to get into. But it does take a lot of hard work and determination.
Definitely, Dave. That's great. Thank you very much for joining us.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.